USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has vetoed a resolution to overturn his emergency declaration on the border with Mexico.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
His declaration now faces override votes and a series of lawsuits. At least 49 people are dead and close to 50 others wounded in an attack on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. Jill Keats was driving near one of the mosques when she heard gunfire.
One fell just to the left of my car and one fell to the right. And I, for a few minutes, I stopped the car in shock and I leaned either way, I'm not sure, left, I think, across the seats to try and avoid getting shot.
The suspect, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, has been charged with murder in a brief court appearance. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A federal court jury decided Apple should pay $31 million in damages for infringing on patents for technology owned by mobile chipmaker Qualcomm. It helps iPhones quickly connect to the Internet and extend their battery life. The EPA is banning consumer use of a popular but deadly paint stripper called methylene chloride. It stopped short of also banning commercial use of the product by tradespeople. The CDC called the products extremely hazardous. Climate change was the subject of protests for kids around the world on Friday. They walked out and demanded lawmakers take a stand on the issue. Emma Kohler is in Alameda, California.
There's so many educated, brilliant people in the world, and they know about the crisis. We have largely discovered the science, but we aren't actually doing enough about it. We're just sitting here kind of waiting for someone else to fix the problem.
In Washington, protesters spoke in front of a large banner which read, "We don't want to die." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Diplomacy with North Korea has taken a hard turn. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
North Korea is considering suspending nuclear talks with the U.S. and may rethink a ban on missile and nuclear tests unless Washington makes some concessions. This comes from a senior North Korean diplomat who also said the talks broke down between the two countries because Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton created an atmosphere of hostility in the Hanoi talks. Bolton tells CNN.
I think that's inaccurate, but the president is our decision maker. I've seen the statement you're referring to just in the past hour. I've spoken to my South Korean counterpart, and we've discussed their reaction and our reaction.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The party's over for some Louisiana taxpayers who got refunds twice as large as they expected. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
The state of Louisiana accidentally paid double refunds to 66,000 taxpayers, totaling $26 million. Louisiana's Division of Administration discovering the mistake a few days ago, now trying to get the extra money back. Most of the refunds were sent by direct deposit, and the state's now contacting banks to try to reverse those overpayments, but that's complicated. Louisiana's telling people who got double refunds not to spend the money. If they do, they're going to have to pay it back. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.